This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We are going to go somewhere much, much warmer than the Twin Cities of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and that is Fort Myers, Florida. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. Phil, it's been a while. I hope you're doing well.
I am doing well. Steve, how's it going there? Well, besides the temperatures, yeah, okay.
Yeah, good, considering that we have one more bitterly cold week. And then things are going to improve quite a bit. Now, I wouldn't say it's 95 and sunny down there, but comfortable in Fort Myers.
Yeah, it's I don't know why we do this to you every time we talk to you, because my wife assures me I make no friends by pointing out that it's gorgeous here. But, yeah, it was mid-80s today. Come on down.
Yeah, it is. It is a great gig. I think baseball beat writers, when they get to go to Arizona or Florida for the start of the spring training, especially with clubs from the north, it really is a good gig. The season is very long. There's no doubt about it, especially if the team goes in the tank and they're playing out the string. It can be a real grind. But I know the spring training is definitely a joy.
Well, I can complain about the traffic if you want me to, if that helps. I don't know. Yes, it's. I did not shovel this weekend, and I'm not going to, as your producer pointed out, I'm going to be wearing flip-flops a large part of next week. So, yes, I. How many people have turned off the radio now, Steve? This is. I don't know. This is helpful.
Now, good stuff. I know a lot of Twins fans make their way down to Fort Myers. And you bring up the traffic down there. I remember going to Fort Myers years and years ago and visiting spring training. And Fort Myers in its own right was a pretty big city. But that part of Florida has grown a ton over the last two decades. It's changed a lot. It's a metropolis in its own right.
Yeah, and it has outgrown its, a lot of its infrastructure. We are going to complain about the traffic, aren't we? The big thing that happened here for the Twins is the Red Sox moved out of downtown Fort Myers and moved out here just down the road a couple miles, and it brought with them a whole new set of snowbirds from New England, this is the home of the two cycle stoplight where when the light turns green, you hope to get up to where the next time it turns green, you can go through the intersection. It's but I don't know. You want to go back to it's the mid 80s part?
Yeah. Phil, let's talk a little bit about one of the stories you've wrote down in spring training, and it was posted on Friday, and that is another change, and that is balls and strikes in the challenge system, and the players getting used to this. And I guess my concern, and maybe the first read of this for most fans, is, okay, we got something else that's going to slow the game down. But what's your read on?
That's one thing that they are trying to emphasize. It's not something where the umpires will all gather and they'll go look at a screen or anything like that. It's not like the challenge of out calls. Oh. It's going to be the example you hear all the time is the U.S. Open, the tennis tournament, how you can challenge a line call there, and they immediately put up on the screen the radar reading on where the ball landed. It's not a TV. You're not looking at the TV. You're looking at where the radar, the technology placed that as relative to the strike zone, which, you know, in essence, gets much more standardized by that. But the other thing is, it's not every play. Each team gets two unsuccessful challenges, so you can challenge, you know, every pitch until you're wrong twice. So basically, the teams will. I'd be surprised if you ever see it in the first four or five innings of a game. Teams will keep them for late in the game unless it's just an egregious call. And the idea is, a bad ball and strike call should not decide the outcome of a game. So it has worked well in the minor leagues. I did not find anybody who has experienced it in the minor leagues with much problem with it. That was all pretty positive. And I think, catchers are happy that pitch framing is not being removed. That is the art of fooling umpires on balls and strikes. But, if you're at bat with the bases loaded and the 3-2 count, you don't want a missed call deciding, a big situation like that. And this helps umpires avoid making that big mistake. And the players seem very positive about it.
Phil Miller joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline from spring training. By the way, for spring training radio next Saturday, Twins and Braves, high noon right here on the home of the Twins. And we'll have selected spring training games throughout the Grapefruit League season and, of course, all 162 regular season games. Phil, do you think this is the first step toward automated balls and strikes?
Well, it is automated balls and strikes, but I think if this goes well, this is the good compromise between eliminating umpires calling balls and strikes and eliminating and using the system we have now where there's no recourse with a bad umpire. And a couple players pointed out that it's the kind of thing that might push some of the bad ones out of the game if they will kind of be exposed if they're missing big calls. It will not go into effect this year. It's being demonstrated is how they put it to the MLB teams in spring training, and then it'll be discussed during next year. But I think the players are pretty interested in trying it. The AAA players who have experienced it and say it works pretty well. Batters have opinions about the strike zone, and catchers particularly, they even have a better view than the umpires. And so I think that there will be some catchers that are really good at getting calls changed. And I do think that's where we're headed for at least the short term. They won't want to take the step of just eliminating umpires calling balls and strikes.
Phil Miller joining us from Fort Myers, Twin Spring Training. Once again, they open the Grapefruit League next Saturday against the Braves. First full squad workout is Monday, and I talked to your colleague at the Star Tribune, Bobby Nightingale. You were in transit a week ago, and once again, ultimately, one of the big spots in the lineup, and there are a number of those who are going to fill these holes day in and day out in the lineup. Max Kepler has moved on. No clear answer down at first base. Who will ultimately play the most innings at second base? Those seem to be the open jobs right now as we start workouts on Monday.
They seem to be, and that's a good way to put it, because I think that they are less competitive than the Twins would let on, than they would let on to their players. I think the signing of Ty France, which became official today, but that's been in the process all week, he has the inside track on being the regular first baseman. We all know Rocco likes to rest guys and get days off. And so Jose Miranda won't be forgotten. And indeed, if he has a season like one a couple seasons ago where he was one of their most potent hitters, I think he can earn the job back. But I would be surprised if anybody but Ty France is at first base on opening day. Similarly, I think Willie Castro is the kind of sort of starter on paper at second base. But as we know, he started at several positions last year. He'll get some time in the outfield. But assuming health, and that's kind of a silly thing to assume with the Twins, but with a healthy roster, I think Willie will see far more time at second base with Edward Julian given the first opportunity to and Brooksley the second to earn a lot of playing time and maybe take the job away from him with a strong year. But so those are indeed question marks, and they can change. And Rocco emphasizes that no decisions have been made, but behind the scenes, it's pretty well understood, I think, that that those are the guys that they're expect to start the season with.
And then no Max Kepler, a fixture in right field. He's moved on to the Phillies. Who's the odds on to play the most innings in right field this year?
I think it is a pretty good shot that Matt Wallner is the pretty regular right fielder, especially since he's left-handed. He'll face most of the right-handed hitters. So I think that seems another one that might seem kind of up in the air, but there's definitely a favorite for the position. Again, injuries can change everything, but he definitely enters as the guy right now.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the update on the weather. Always much appreciated. We live vicariously through you.
You know, we did weather and traffic. I don't know if it was on the nines, but I'd like to think we covered both.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Steve. Good talking to you.
Yeah, there he is. Phil Miller covers the Twins for the Star Tribune. And you can read his work in the paper and online at startribune.com. Quick break. We'll come back. They're playing golf in San Diego. The Genesis tournament, which is normally at Riviera, was moved down the coast to Torrey Pines. We'll give you a quick leaderboard update in a moment here on News Talk.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
WCCO.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.